in Randolph County and from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. And we're talking today with Senator Paul Schimpf. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Another beautiful day in southern Illinois. So good to be here talking with you. I always enjoy our conversations.
And, of course, the ATA Grand American going on out here at the shooting complex.
It has. And talking with Lynn Gibson, the executive director of the ATA, it sounds like the numbers are up a little bit this year. So we're having a good year out at Sparta. The weather has been fantastic. So I'm excited about that. It's been a good couple weeks for the shooting complex and really southern Illinois as a whole.
Right.
One of the things that I think has allowed the Grand to continue to be successful is we had some rare good news out of state government a couple weeks ago when Governor Pritzker signed Senate Bill 1139, which contained an exemption for the World Shooting and Recreational Complex from the Illinois gun dealer licensing laws. And had the governor not signed that, we would have been in danger of losing vendors from the Grand, and that would have really called into question the long-term viability, I think, not only of that shoot, but then also the complex itself. Because if the big shoots like the Grand go away, it's very tough to justify keeping that facility open. So the governor signing Senate Bill 1139 was something that is a tremendous win for the region. You know, I'd like to talk about that in a little bit more detail, as we go into the show. And we also, have some strategic planning studies that the university performed for both the shooting complex and for Pyramid State Park. And I'd like to dial down on those a little bit too.
All right, great. All right, we will take a break and we'll come back and we'll dive into those topics here on The People Speak with Senator Schimpf right after this. The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and talking today with Senator Paul Schimpf. And we were talking about the shooting complex and a recent bill signed by the governor that provides an exemption for gun dealers during the during activities out at the shooting complex.
Right, and the bill was Senate Bill 1139, and how this came about was, we've been talking for a couple of years here on the program about the passage of Illinois' gun dealer licensing requirement, which during 2018, 2017, and 2018, I probably voted against this gun dealer licensing bill at least seven times in one form or another. I had voted against it in subcommittee. I had voted against it in committee, voted against it on the floor. Governor vetoed it. The Democrats basically resubmitted it, same form, different bill number, passed it again. And this time what they did, they passed it at the very end of the 100th General Assembly when Governor Rauner was still our governor. But instead of sending it to him, they held it. And when Governor Pritzker was sworn in, he was sworn in before the 100th General Assembly officially ended, and one of the last acts of the 100th General Assembly was they sent this bill that they had passed in 2018. They sent that to Governor Pritzker in January of 2019, and he signed it right away. So they didn't have to run this bill back through the General Assembly again. And that bill created the gun dealer licensing law in Illinois. There's a brand new bureaucracy that the state police is having to implement this, where if you what it used to be was if you were a gun dealer, that was covered by the federal firearms license. The feds mm-hmm. took care of all that. Well, now we're doubling it up. We're doing the state, is doing a layer in addition to what the feds are doing. And the rationale behind this law was that there were allegedly some bad actor gun shops in the Chicago area that the state needed to be able to go in and look at and potentially put out of business. So that was the rationale behind this new bureaucratic expansion that we had with the gun dealer licensing law in Illinois. I was vehemently opposed to it, but it was passed over my no vote, and then it was signed by Governor Pritzker. Well, as soon as he signed that, I immediately was very concerned with what the impacts were going to be on the shooting complex, because if a vendor, who doesn't really have a presence in Illinois but is going to make a trip to the World Shooting and Recreational Complex just to sell firearms at the Grand American, mm-hmm. if they're going to have to register with the state of Illinois, pay a registration fee, install special security cameras at their little section, their little shop that they're renting for the Grand American. The reality was many of those vendors would say, I'll just pass. I will not come out. So as soon as Governor Pritzker signed the gun dealer licensing law in January, I immediately filed legislation saying, Sparta needs an exemption from this whole program. And the thinking behind that is, if you accept that the premise behind the gun dealer licensing was so that the state could have control, well, the state has control of everything that goes on at the shooting complex. If we don't like the way a vendor is doing business, mm-hmm. we can simply ask them to leave. So really, if the purpose of the gun dealer licensing law was to allow the state to put bad actors out of business, that doesn't apply at Sparta, because we control everything that goes on at Sparta. So that's the argument I made in favor of the bill. I talked at length with Senator Don Harmon from Chicago, who was the sponsor of the gun dealer licensing legislation, and was able to get him to agree that, that program doesn't need to apply down at the shooting complex. And we finally we were able to, at the very end of session, get some language put into Senate Bill 1139 that granted an exemption for the shooting complex. It's written right in there in law, and then Governor Pritzker signed it just a few weeks ago. And it was interesting. One of the reasons that I say you can't just go up to Springfield and be a burn it down bomb thrower is, before Governor Pritzker made the decision to sign that piece of legislation, he did reach out and have a discussion with Senator Harmon. And, if Senator Harmon had said, hey, this is, I'm opposed to this, Governor Pritzker may not have signed that legislation. So it was important that I had those discussions with Senator Harmon and was able to make the case for why this exemption needed to be there. So mm-hmm. because of that, our vendors are still coming out for the Grand, and I think, the Grand is going to remain at the shooting complex for the foreseeable future, and I feel really good about the viability of the complex going forward.
Okay. Like you mentioned, I mean, there's a lot of out-of-state, and, of course, every state's laws these days are entirely different,
Well, and you have to, it's a competitive environment. There are other facilities that are trying to get the Grand to go someplace else. Mm-hmm. And I was very concerned that if we didn't have that exemption in there, even if the state of Illinois wasn't wasn't you know, making the process onerous, that would still be used against us. Other venues would say, hey, look, you know, you've got this gun dealer licensing law in Illinois. They may make it more difficult for vendors to come in the future. So having the exemption written into law where it's not, you know, we have a legal basis to say, look, you know, there is an exemption. The gun dealer licensing does not apply to Sparta. We're not relying on a, you know, interpretation by the state police or by a bureaucrat. It's in law that it doesn't apply. And that, I think, really gives us the protection that we need to keep other venues from stealing our shoots away.
True. I know I've heard names like Las Vegas and different places.
There's Vegas. There's a, I think there's a Ohio is trying to lure the Grand away. So, and it's the people don't realize what the Grand does, I think, for this region. We're talking about 5,000 shooters and their families coming in to Southern Illinois. You know, at this time of the year, if you talk to people that are trying to make plans to visit down here, it's very difficult to find hotel rooms anywhere from Waterloo south. It's just, you know, there are a lot of people that come to the region. They cast a lot of economic votes in our region, so to speak. And that's one of the, you know, I have people a lot of times that will say to me, well, the shooting complex needs to be in the black on its own. And I think that line of thinking misses the impact that the shooting complex has for the region. You know, to me, you know, you want the shooting complex to be in the black if possible, but even if it's in the red a little bit, you have to understand how much economic activity the shooting complex brings into the region. And when people say, well, we're going to, you know, it's losing money, so we're going to close it, that's a cut off your nose to spite your face type of logic, because, you know, the amount of economic activity that it generates for the region far outweighs, you know, any loss that the facility itself has.
All right. I'll tell you what, that's another topic we're going to talk about is the strategic planning study. So let's go ahead and take a break and we'll come back and talk about that. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 9:50. Had about 7.5 minutes left in the program today, talking with Senator Paul Shimpf, and we were talking about the importance of the shooting complex, and also you mentioned in the very beginning Pyramid State Park over here. There's been some studies being done recently.
Well, just this past week, it was on Monday that we unveiled at the shooting complex. We unveiled the Southern Illinois University at Carbondale released two strategic planning studies, one for the World Shooting and Recreation Complex, the other was for Pyramid State Park. And the story behind this was shortly after I became a state senator, I established an office out at the shooting complex, but I asked the executive director for a copy of whatever her strategic plan was or her mission statement, just so I could try to learn a little bit more about the complex. And the answer I was given was there is not one. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I've learned in my life is that success doesn't happen by accident. It really requires two things. It requires a lot of hard work, but it also requires a plan. You know, you really need to know what direction you're going. So the second year that I was up in Springfield, I introduced legislation that would require the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to do strategic planning studies for both the World Shooting and Recreation Complex and also for Pyramid State Park, with the idea that it was supposed to be identifying strengths, weaknesses, you know, what those two facilities needed in order to maximize their potential to be economic engines for the region. Well, you know, the legislation moved along and it got to the point where it was going to come for a final vote in the Senate, and I think it would have passed. But I also realized that, you know, if I can get something done without passing a law, sometimes I think that's the better way to go. And it's funny, one possible reason that we have such expansive government in Illinois and maybe throughout the country is that a lot of times legislators measure their accomplishments based on how many laws they can pass. And that's a whole different discussion. Maybe we ought to be measuring our accomplishments by how many laws we can repeal, but that's a different discussion. But I had spoken with the then chancellor of SIU Carbondale, Chancellor Montemagno, and Carlo agreed with me on a couple points, but one of those was that the success of SIU Carbondale is tied to the success of all of Southern Illinois and vice versa. Southern Illinois' success is really going to be tied to the success of SIU Carbondale. And I spoke with Chancellor Montemagno and asked him if I told him about this bill that I had, but I also asked if instead of passing the legislation requiring the Department of Natural Resources to do the study, what if SIU Carbondale just signed a memorandum of agreement with the Department of Natural Resources and SIU Carbondale took the lead and did the planning studies on their own. And Chancellor Montemagno thought that was a good idea. So in May of 2018, SIU Carbondale and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources came together, the department head at the time, Wayne Rosenthal, and Chancellor Montemagno signed a memorandum of agreement, basically agreeing that the department was going to give SIU Carbondale access to all, to the facilities and the information, and SIU Carbondale was going to convene local stakeholders and come up with strategic plans for both of these facilities. So the process, went on for over a year, and this past Monday, SIU finally unveiled these two plans that the local stakeholders had worked with the university to craft. So I'm excited because, I think we have two really good blueprints for how those facilities can move forward and maximize their potential. And it wasn't done at any cost to the state.
So, and that's an important thing right now is the cost factors a lot.
Well, it is. And honestly, if I would have passed the law requiring the department to do that, the department very well could have just printed out one sheet of paper and said, here you go, state senator, you asked for a study, here's your study. And it wouldn't have done us a whit of good. Instead, we had the university, leading these strategic planning groups where you had local stakeholders all coming together and brainstorming and coming up with ideas. And I think we did wind up with two really good products. And if you know if your listeners want to see what those products were, they can go to the SIU Economic Development website and you just click on a link and you can pull up a PDF version of both of those reports. So the link that they need to go to is if they go to their browser and just type in econdev, econdev.siu.edu. That'll take them to the website that they can just click on a link and pull up those strategic planning studies. So that website again is econdev. So that's econdev.siu.edu.
Okay. And answer all their questions if they got any and just kind of see what ideas have been put forth in it.
Well, I thought that it was really interesting. The important thing is there's a mission statement for both of those facilities now, and then it goes through and it talks about the reports talk about the histories of the facilities, and then it also it makes some very specific recommendations for both of those. They have it listed as strategic goals. But they also talk, about what specifically can be done. And at the shooting complex, one of the strategic goal number two is that the complex create and diversify year-round full-time shooting opportunities. So people have always said, well, we want to be able to just go to the complex and be able to just drive out there, with our firearm and shoot. And that's one of the recommendations that the study has had. One of the recommendations is, open up some walk-up ranges for daily shooting. So I think that, if we are going to, have those facilities be successful, especially Pyramid State Park, there needs to be more promotion of it. But I still think that it's not They're both relatively unknown treasures that we have here in Southern Illinois.
Right. And as you'd mentioned, the walk-up issue, a lot of people, unless they live in a rural area and have some ground, if they have an opportunity to go out and practice or target shoot or whatever, you know, they don't have a lot of opportunity for that. This would open up an opportunity for that without having to drive somewhere out of the area.
It would, and I think that's something where we would have people that would come down from the St. Louis area, and this is for the state of Illinois as a whole. You know, mm-hmm. we need people wanting to come to Illinois and do stuff in Illinois, and this is certainly something that can attract people to our region.
Right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but Senator, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on again. I always enjoy coming down, and it looks like we're going to have a beautiful weekend, so enjoy it.
It does. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.